Good morning. My guest this morning is Judy Chung from the Redwood Empire Chinese Association. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning.
Well, it's the year of the rooster.
Yes, it is. Cock-a-doodle-doo.
What does that mean?
That means we're going to have a marvelous year with good fortune and a lot of business opportunities and just everything good this year.
Great. We're desperate for it at this point. But we're also going to have a Chinese New Year celebration on February 18th. Is that the actual day?
The actual New Year's Day passed last week.
Uh-huh.
And this is our fundraising New Year's celebration. And we have this at the Vets Memorial Building. And we have lots of cultural opportunities, entertainment, and all sorts of things for people of all ages.
Why don't you line out some of it? What about martial arts? What's represented there?
Well, we have Justin Agart's Wu Academy always gives a very wonderful presentation of martial arts. He's a championship from the world. He's qualified to judge the Olympics. He's quite spectacular. And the students that he presents are also quite spectacular. We'll have sword play and knife play and lots of somersaults and aerials.
Excellent. What about dragons and lions? Should that make anyone nervous?
Dragons and lions and dancers. Oh, my. We have wonderful things. If you're not careful and pull in your feet, you might find one on your lap.
Right.
But Chinese dragons, unlike Western dragons, are beneficial.
Right.
And our lions eat only lettuce.
Oh.
Yes.
Nice lion. this isn't all day long. This is in the evening.
Only the evening. We start at 5 and we're done by 9.
And I take it there are speakers?
No.
No speakers.
No. We
have
yes. We have the MC who makes announcements, and the assistant MC who makes announcements. And Nancy Wong will announce the entertainment, but no speakers to stand up and tell us what we really don't want to know about.
all we didn't really need to know about Chinese New Year.
Right. We leave that out because we're so busy doing other things that's more fun.
There's a raffle and silent auction. Can you give us an idea of the sorts of stuff that will be auctioned off and raffled?
I haven't kept track of that, but they're wonderful things. I know in the silent auction, we have at least one beautiful bouquet from Hawaii. When you win it and you tell them what you want, they'll send it fresh for Hawaii, and they're specially treated so that they usually last a few weeks and sometimes a month. For the raffle, we generally have merchandise. It's a shoebox raffle.
Right.
So you buy your ticket, and then you find the box that says what you want, and you can put as many tickets as you want into that box. And that way, I don't get an oil change, and you don't get a manicure, unless you want it.
I wouldn't mind a manicure.
Well, then you can put yours in the manicure box.
Okay.
We usually have manicures and food baskets from various stores and lots of very good things.
So, Judy, what will you be doing during the celebration on February 18th.
What will I be doing?
Yeah.
I will be running around like crazy. I do most of the photography, and this year I have at least two helpers, and I coordinate the reservations for the table. If you order in bulk and we know who you are, then I reserve a space at the tables for you.
Great.
And I have my own table with certain people who come and extra people who I don't know, but for whatever reason.
They are.
Yes. And that table, that's the table where really, if you don't pull in your feet, you'll get a lion or a dragon in your lap.
Judy, thanks for coming in. Let's tell people that this is the Chinese New Year celebration for 2017, the year of the rooster. February 18th at the Veterans Memorial Building, Santa Rosa. For information, 576-0533. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Jeff Petty on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.